This is Dr. Ali Decoding History Physical, patient name Smith, SMITH Davar, DAVID, date of birth 7/8/1956, place Vichakir Chahar Village, date of service 2/28/2024. His initial history physical, complete evaluation, history of present illness. This is a ...67-year-old male. He was admitted to MedStar Hospital. Patient was brought to the hospital. He's a wheelchair bound as a history because of previous right MCA territory traumatic brain injury, secondary to gunshot wound. Since then, he has been wheelchair bound. He was found to have left MCA CVA. Initially, he was admitted to ICU, later downgraded to medical floor on February 6th. Patient was evaluated in the hospital. And has acute encephalopathy, acute ischemic left MCA stroke, dysphagia, post stroke on January 20th, 2024. Minimally responsive CT brain at that time showed acute stroke involving left MCA. Patient failed swallowing evaluation and was in the hospital monitored closely by speech therapy, and he has a malfunctioning of the tube. The recurrent that was clogged throughout the course of the hospital. Patient multiple goal of care discussion done. Initially they were talking about palliative care, but then they decided continue measurement if we get improved with the therapy and other. Neurology was consulted, prognosis updated, grass gastrostomy tube was placed by the interventional radiology on February 14, 2024. Patient tolerated the procedure well, started feeding, started on aspirin, statins via PEG. Subsequently, patient sent to rehab for physical therapy if we improve, and further maybe long-term placement. Non-verbal, has dysphagia, G2 placement. At baseline, he has a left side weakness, and currently his right side is also weak due to recent left MCA stroke. Past medical history, as I mentioned, today patient had no shortness of breath, nausea and vomiting, lying on the bed, non-verbal. Past medical history, traumatic brain injury, ambulatory dysfunction, wheelchair bound, with the right side, with the left side weakness, right MCA trauma due to gunshot injury in the past.
Yes.
He also has left hand contracture, left side weakness, malnutrition, anemia, ambulatory dysfunction, reverse system, lying on the bed, no nausea, no vomiting, no respiratory distress. Patient is non-verbal. Detailed reverse system is unable to be obtained. Social history, patient not able to answer any question because of aphasia, non-verbal.
Okay, he's coming tonight.
Reverse system, as I mentioned, allergies not known.
Hello?
Family history, patient couldn't tell. Physical exam, patient is awake. Lying on the bed, non-verbal, blood pressure 132/80, pulse 68, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 96%, body weight 95.1 pound. Head, no hematoma, eyes are ectaric, no ear near the discharge, pupil reactive, patient staring at you but not answering any question. Neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs bilateral, bronchi at the bases, heart SMS2, abdomen soft, not at about from positive. G-tube in place and working. Extremities bilateral. No leg edema. Chronic deformity of the both knee with some contracture developing. Left hand is contracted. No swelling in the legs. Neuro patient is awake, lying in the bed. He's non-verbal. Unable to check motor power properly, but his right side is flaccid. Left arm, he does have some resistance and movement, but unable to be checked complete his power. It can be assessed like 1 to 2 over 5 on the left arm. Left leg is a 1 over 5. Neuro patient confused, disoriented, non-verbal.
Oh, yeah, I heard you working tonight, Kendra. I heard you working tonight.
Yeah. Medications upon discharge. Pepcid 20 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg QPM, aspirin 81 mg daily, ferrocerfate 300 mg daily, calcium, alginate, local skin cream to the buttocks. And he's getting G2 feeding.
Okay.
Assessment patient is admitted with acute encephalopathy, next line, acute ischemic left MC stroke, next line, late effect of gunshot, injury to the head, with in the right MCA territory with the left side weakness, next line, dysphagia, status quo placement, next line, aphasia, nonverbal. Next line, previous history, automatic brain injury. Next line, AKI. Next line, hypokalemia, supplemented. Next line, cachexia of the malnutrition. Next line, protein calorie malnutrition. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, hypernatremia, treated in the hospital with recovery. Next line. Status post acute hypoxic respiratory failure, required BiPAP, and right lung pneumonitis treated. Next line, dysphagia due to stroke. AKI with improvement with IV hydration. They have recommended medication amoxicillin also 500 mg Q8 hour by G2 to complete 3 more days to be stopped on 2/26/2024. That was done.
I had the hardest time going to say, you don't know.
Plan of care will continue all his current medication. Patient has encephalopathy, cognitive impairment, secondary to CVA and gunshot injury. Traumatic brain injury. Dependent on the care.
Yeah, he's alert, but he's not
verbal. He doesn't know verbal. We'll do PTOT, monitor lab electrolytes.
Yeah, that's what I put.
Patient.
I guess this is within normal limits.
Yeah.
Family has decided patient to be DNR.
He's a paraplegic though.
DNI.
I'm going to put this one here for
hours.
Yeah.
The Lerner family wish.
And then,
this end of the vacation. Thank you.